Chapter 4. The Morning Star was in big trouble. It was attacked. Scary black invaders were on the ship. They shot at the crew. They came into the control room. They shot the captain. He lay on the floor.
"Is he dead?" said a woman.
"Yes," said Corey. The crew was worried.
"What do we do?" they said. "The invaders want to take the ship."
"We need a plan," said Corey. "We need to stop the invaders and get away from their scary ship." Corey called Jorvik. Isla answered because Jorvik was busy. He was busy because he was at work. His job was to fight the invaders.
"Hello, this is Isla," said Isla.
"Hello, this is Corey," said Corey. "We need a plan. We need to stop the invaders and get away from their scary ship."
"We need to get to the engine room," said Isla. "When I fix the engine, the ship will go faster and we can run away from the bad ship."
"Why can't you get to the engine room?" asked Corey.
"Because the invaders are in the way," said Isla. "Jorvik is fighting them now."
"We must help Jorvik and Isla," Corey told the crew. "We must stop the invaders." Jorvik fought the invaders. The laser guns were broken, so they fought with their hands. It was difficult. Jorvik hit an invader. Then the invader hit him. Jorvik won the fight, but there were more invaders.
"I am good at fighting," said Jorvik.
"But I cannot fight all of them."
"We need a plan," said Isla. An invader was on the floor nearby. He wore a black helmet.
"Why do the invaders wear helmets?" she said.
She took off his helmet. He had big eyes. The helmets were dark. The invaders did not like the light. Isla had an idea. She called Corey.
"Yes," said Corey.
"I have a plan," said Isla. "The invaders are from the dark. They do not like the light."
"What is your plan?" asked Corey.
"Turn off the lights," said Isla.
"That is a crazy plan," said Corey. "That will help the invaders."
"Yes," said Isla. "It will be dark, so they will take off their helmets."
Corey did not understand.
"Trust me," said Isla. "My plan will work."
Corey trusted Isla. She told the crew to turn off all the lights on the ship. The lights went off. The ship was dark. The crew could not see. The invaders liked the dark. They thought the lights were broken. They took off their helmets.
"Turn the lights back on," said Isla.
When the lights came back on, the invaders were surprised. They did not like the light. It was too bright. It hurt their eyes.
"They can't see," said Corey. "We can fight them now. We will win."
The crew was happy. They stopped the invaders. But the ship was still in danger. Jorvik and Isla must get to the engine room.
Uh-oh.
There was an invader in the way. He was big. He was very big. Jorvik fought him. The fight was difficult. He was in trouble.
"Help, please," said Jorvik.
Isla was not a fighter. She did not know how to fight, but she had a tool. It was big and heavy. She hit the invader with the tool. He fell down.
"Well done," said Jorvik. "You were very brave. I am impressed."
There were no more invaders. The way was not blocked any more.
"Quick," said Isla. "We must get to the engine room before the engine explodes."